This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections, saying he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has, quote, lost his way amid the Israeli bombardment of Gaza and a growing humanitarian crisis there. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, Schumer, the first Jewish majority leader in the U.S. Senate and the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S., said Netanyahu and his government's rejection of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians and its other actions amount to a de facto single-state solution and hurt Israel in the long run.
Israel moving closer to a single state entirely under its control would further rupture its relationship with the rest of the world, including the United States. Support for Israel has declined worldwide in the last few months, and this trend will only get worse if the Israeli government continues to follow its current path.
Schumer says the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election in Israel, but said a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Spain's foreign minister warned Thursday against a military operation in Rafah following a meeting with the Arab League in Cairo. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Spain's foreign minister José Manuel Alberes said Thursday in Cairo that the fate of those in Rafah has been a major area of concern of Israel's allies.
We must avoid a military operation in Rafah. I can assure you that I will not lower my voice in this respect. Spain has asked the European Commission to undertake a review of Israel's compliance with the association agreement. International law applies for all, without exceptions.
Israel said Wednesday it plans to tell 1.4 million Palestinians displaced in Gaza's southern city of Rafah to seek shelter in humanitarian islands in central Gaza ahead of a planned military offensive into the south. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com.